In Karachi, Pakistan, the trial of four men accused of kidnapping and murdering Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl is suspended until next week. The prosecution is asking the provincial high court to replace the latest judge assigned to the case. The judge decides the fate of the accused. All four defendants have pleaded not guilty. They face the death penalty if convicted. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Karachi.
Abdul Ghaffar Memon is the second judge named to hear the case. The first was removed just 2 days before the trial began, after the defense complained the judge heard the chief suspect, Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh, admit his role in the kidnapping at a preliminary hearing in February. The confession was not made under oath, and Omar Sheikh has since recanted. But the defense said the judge could still be a potential prosecution witness, and the high court agreed that Memon be replaced. Now it's the prosecution that's demanding a new judge, and up to the High Court to decide whether it will get one. Chief Prosecutor Raja Qureshi says the trial will not proceed until the High Court rules on his request. Qureshi says Memon has lost control of his courtroom.
The conduct of the accused is totally disorderly, and the presiding judge has not been able to regulate the proceedings, and the decorum of the court is not being maintained. And very vital pieces of evidence have been omitted by the learned trial judge from being recorded. So these are the reasons that we have come to seek transfer of the case.
Qureshi did not say what vital evidence had been omitted. Earlier this week, he said that two of the accused had made threatening gestures towards him and his team, gestures loosely translated as, "We'll get you." Today, however, defense attorney Khwaja Navid Ahmad hinted the prosecution may simply be trying to replace a judge it doesn't like with one more likely to convict.
Judge appears to be very fair man, so maybe they're apprehensive. This judge does not suit them, so it means that they want to find some judge of their choice.
Others have suggested the prosecution is stalling because it knows its case is weak. Daniel Pearl's body has not been found, and the police have been unable to locate the murder weapon or the man they believe to be the actual killer. He's thought to be one of the seven charged in the case who are still at large. Chief Prosecutor Raja Qureshi, however, insists he's confident he can win the case. The trial is being held inside Karachi's central jail for security reasons. Journalists and the public have been barred from the proceedings because of what the prosecution says is the sensitivity of the case. Some observers say the government doesn't want journalists present because the trial might expose alleged ties between Pakistani militant groups and the country's intelligence agencies. So far, the court has heard from six witnesses, the first a taxi driver, who testified he saw Daniel Pearl get into a car with the chief accused, Omar Sheikh, on the night Pearl disappeared. Another testified he arranged a meeting between Pearl and Omar Sheikh while Pearl was pursuing a story on possible links between Pakistani militants and alleged shoe bomber Richard Reid. The prosecution is set to call at least 30 witnesses, including two FBI agents. The prosecution is also expected to present as evidence the videotape authorities received on February 21st showing Pearl had been murdered. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Karachi.